We are joined this morning in studio by a guest. Glenn Smith joins us this morning. He's one of those that are helping to coordinate what is dubbed as Doug Fest 2. It's a benefit for Doug Younger, who is battling pancreatic cancer. And a lot of his friends and family are getting together here very soon to have a little uplifting and more an uplifting experience than anything else, I suppose. But you'll take the funds too, right, Glenn?
That's right. And first of all, thanks a lot, Jim, for inviting us in here to talk about this. Doug Younger was the oldest of the four younger children, son of Coach Bob Younger and Marilyn Younger, both people that worked in the Atlantic school system for 30-some years. I think 31 years, it was his tenure of coaching. This last couple years may have been, he might have looked at the eighth grade team, I think he coached, but almost 30 years of probably one of the biggest dynasties, football dynasties, here in the history of Atlantic football. Definitely a recognizable name. And so the Younger family, certainly recognized by many people in the community. Doug is the oldest of the four younger children. All the younger children, Doug, Lori, Greg, and Brett were all outstanding athletes here. As I say, he's fighting pancreatic cancer, had a diagnosis here about a year ago. There was a benefit, which was Doug Fest 1 down in Kansas City, and a bunch of his friends and family got together and said, you know, we can do the same thing up here in Atlantic, and that's what's coming up here Saturday, July 16th.
Well, I see that you and your wife, Fozanne, have opened up your spread back there on the homestead to have a little bit of fun there.
Just across the river from you, Jim, out on the Buck Creek Road, yes. And what we're doing, we're starting out at 1 o'clock for the golfers. There's a event, what we call a benefit event, being planned. It's at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Paul Price and Dave Gearhart, both real recognizable names here in this community, are coordinating that. Anybody wanting information to participate can contact them. Then at 6 o'clock, we're hosting a hog roast out at our farm on the Buck Creek Road, followed by the band. We're describing it as one of Kansas City's finest eclectic rock and roll band, Big Jimmy and the Twins. And these guys are good friends of Doug. Doug's a real music enthusiast, has always followed all his life, and we thought it was very appropriate to have that type of entertainment for the event.
Okay, pretty laid-back event. You don't have to go get dressed up or anything.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, jeans and boots would fit in very well, Jim.
No chance. This is coming up Saturday, July the 16th, and it's just open to anyone who would like to participate. I assume it seems like from that era, now we're talking eras,
yes,
from that era in the, well, what's class of 74?
Yes, class of 74. Okay. Doug was a classmate of mine in 1974, okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It seems like, you know, in that time frame, there are still a lot of folks who graduated from Atlantic High School in those years and surrounding years that are still here in the area.
Well, we were born in 1956. That's the middle of the baby boom era, Jim, so we had the numbers.
Well, a lot of them still around here, so a lot,
yes,
can come out and participate.
That's what we're hoping, and there's no charge for the event out at our place. Of course, the golf event, there'll be a charge to cover the green fees and all that, but no charge for the hog roast and the entertainment that evening. But we obviously will have a free will benefit, and we are also having a small auction for benefit items, that either silent auction or called auction. And so if anybody, we've got a quilt donated, some University of Iowa paraphernalia. I suppose I need to work on some Iowa State stuff here soon. we've got a toolbox, different items that they'll auction off. I think the big thing is, I know the Kansas City event is just come out and say hi to Doug, come out and say hi to Coach Bob and Marilyn, support the family. The side benefit is some financial support, which will be offered in the way of free will offerings.
Okay, very good. Well, it's kind of nice because, you know, Bob Younger all those years as a coach, and Marilyn too, she was always right by his side.
Yes.
They were, one of their key jobs is not just to coach on the fundamentals and things, but to inspire.
It was.
And get people fired up to move forward in their lives and stuff. And I guess that's what other folks now can do for the younger family.
You know, they touched a lot of people in this community. You know, my family included, and I think people will show up for support for the younger families. We're certainly looking forward to it, Jim.
Are you still looking for items for the auction?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any items, they can contact me. They can contact Elise Bunny Fiedler or Deb Martin. If they've got auctions to donate, items to donate to that, that's one way of raising some funds. So, or just show up and participate in a free will offering.
Okay. And, yeah, everything's, it's free will. So, the golf has a fee, and you can find that out when you call to get yourself registered too.
Yes.
It's reasonable, like it is for most of the other events around
Oh, yes.
The area.
Yep.
Free will offering, if you'd like to come out to the hog roast and dance and things like that. And of course the auction is whatever you make of it, I guess.
That's right. Yep.
Talk a little bit about Doug's circumstances, can you? Pancreatic cancer is never an easy thing to have to go through.
It isn't. It's a tough diagnosis. Very, very tough diagnosis. He was diagnosed a little. It was the 1st of June here, a little over a year ago. And the problem with it is surgically, it's something that can't be cured through surgery or alleviated through surgery. And so he's been taking treatments, has good days, had bad days. You know, just talked to him here just a half hour ago, in fact, to ask him how long his dad had coached in Atlantic, and he wasn't having a very good day. But he says the thing to look forward to is it turns. So the treatments, although expensive, are working, and he's got a good, real good attitude about everything.
That's what I was going to ask you about, was the spirit, because
yep.
it's real easy when you get the diagnosis just to worry about everything that's going to happen, as opposed to focusing on the positive things that are coming up here too. And
you're right.
It's really difficult sometimes when you have those bad days to keep focusing that things are going to, you know, get a little bit better maybe later on.
It is, Jim. I can't imagine having that kind of life challenge that Doug and other people like him have had. But, yes, his attitude's been good. And this event has been something for him to focus on, positive, getting to see old friends, people, classmates he hadn't seen for years. So we're sure looking forward to it, Jim, and we really want to thank you for having us in this morning to talk about it, because should be a fun event. We don't know what's going to be there, whether it's 30 people, 300 people. We're cooking a couple hogs, so we're hoping somebody shows up with an appetite, but should be a fun event.
Very good. So open to anybody who wants to swing on by, and again, there'll be plenty of music, plenty of food, there'll be plenty of friends.
Yep.
No doubt about that around. So
yep.
Hope you get a chance to get out and, again, enjoy that. And, again, that's coming up on Saturday, July the 16th, not too far down the road. So make your plans accordingly. That's a Saturday evening. Again, the 1 o'clock event during the day at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. That'll be the golf benefit. And then things will get cooking again literally in the evening. 6 o'clock with the hog roast. And that's, again, a free will offering. There'll be a benefit auction going on that night. And then Big Jimmy and the Twins from Kansas City will be rocking the barn.
We sure hope so, Jim.
Good. Well, we hope you have a good event, and good luck with the planning and things yet. And if you do have any auction items that you may like to donate, they just get a hold of you?
Yes, me or Bunny or Deb Martin. That'd
Perfect.
Be great.
Yep. Just make the phone call.
Yep.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Jim.